This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Let's move right into this. I talk a lot about this place, of course, but I'm just using my logic as an outsider. And my next guest, he has looked at many places and actually done quite a bit of analysis. And his latest book is called The Brotherhood, Red Nile Terrorist Perspectives. His name is Dan Perkins. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and thank you for having me on.
I appreciate you coming on. I saw that pop up. I was like, ooh, okay. So, Venezuela.
Yes, sir.
Their situation deteriorated sort of rapidly, didn't it?
Well, let's say that it's crashed rapidly, but it's been tumbling for a long time. It's a country that has was on the American left the ideal representation of socialism, democratic utopia, and when things started to go, they started to kind of like the snowball going downhill.
Right,
and everything collapsed, and everything was reasonably okay. But the last 2 years, 2.5 years have been really bad. I mean, I ask you this question. How many times have you ever seen or heard a description of a country's gross domestic product in terms of how many pounds its citizens have lost in the last 12 months?
Well, that was the first one, I got to admit. You know, I talk about things like EMP and everything, and for a lot of people that's a concept. And I've been looking at Venezuela as this is what it's like when an EMP hits place. So I know they were chasing the zebras down the street trying to find anything to eat. I've read they've been eating out of dumpsters and drinking out of sewers. That kind of desperation is hard to fathom.
Yeah, and they have, lucky if they have power. They have rolling blackouts, and sometimes the power doesn't come on for days. There's a huge shortage of medicine and bandages and as you said, food. I mean, they're eating the zoo animals to try to survive. They've 2 million of their countrymen have left the country seeking food and shelter and opportunity. So it's really a very, very ugly state.
Yes, sir.
And we've got the Russians and the Chinese there trying to keep the communist government in place. And the people are getting angrier by the day, and I think it's only a matter of time before the current president, who was in a questionable election, is either assassinated or leaves the country, and the government will be run by the military, and even the military today are beginning to wonder whether or not they should step in because of the poor living conditions of their fellow countrymen.
Aren't there certain factions of and I'm just going by what I've seen, but are certain factions of the military fighting each other?
Yeah, you have people who support the interim president, and you've got people who are supporting the elected president. The old guard tends to be with the Chavez regime and carry over to the Marxist that's running it now or trying to run it now. So it really is it's a state of chaos. Now, the other thing which is not on the radar scope is, and it's not as bad yet, but the same kind of actions are going on in Iran. And the difference is the unrest in Iran is unprecedented because the government in Iran is Shia and it's Sharia law.
Right.
And so for people within the Muslims within the country of Iran to begin to publicly demonstrate and protest the imams and the mullahs in running the country is unfortunately unprecedented in the history of Islam. That it just doesn't happen. You do not attack the leaders. And so that's what's happening in Venezuela, is that the people have had enough. Socialism did not work. You have what some believe are the richest deposits of crude oil in the world in Venezuela.
And that was I was going to ask, is the reason the Russians and the Chinese want Maduro to stay in place because of the resources they have there, and they look at that as a possible thing they can use later on down the road if everything stays Marxist?
Well, I wouldn't argue the point. I have a different perspective, and that is, if you understand that the crude in Venezuela, while it's some of the largest reserves in the world, the crude is almost like a molasses crude, very difficult to refine. When Chavez nationalized the oil industry, the people who knew how to refine it left, and as the people who were left who had some experience, natives, if you would, either abandoned or died, they didn't replace it. So now we have a country with some of the largest reserves in the world, now a net importer of crude oil. And what do the Russians and the Chinese have? China, most people don't know this, but the economy of China is much like we were under the Carter administration, meaning that they depend on 65% of their energy resources coming from outside the country. So they need to import a very significant amount of oil and coal. And so they have an interest in Venezuela because they had the technology and have built some refineries to access the molasses crude and refine it specifically for their country at lower prices than what they can pay on the open market. The principal supplier of crude to China was Iran, but with the embargoes been placed by the United States, can't happen. The principal source to refine the molasses crude in Venezuela comes from Russia. So Russia has an interest in selling light crude to Venezuela to keep that market share because they desperately need the revenue. Russia is running out of money. It's costing them more money to take the crude out of the ground than what they can sell it for. So they're losing money on literally every barrel that they take out of the ground. Putin 2 years ago sold every asset that the government owned that he could sell to find somebody to buy. There's nothing left to sell. So any revenue that they can get for crude is very important to them. So China wants it because it wants to have access to a reliable source of crude, assuming that the government can stay in place. And Russia wants it because they need to sell the crude to help blend and keep their economy going.
Coming up on the first break, my information as you're going to say was through the next segment as well, Dan, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Very good. You can find his latest book at, tell everybody, it's Red Nile. Tell everybody where they find it.
It's a trilogy plus one, four books. The first three are The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, and then subtitled at Amazon. And then the latest book is Terrorist Gold, which is a continuation of the story. It's also available at Amazon.com.
We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Perkins. This is Lock and Load.
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
home of the binary trigger. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to author and commentator Dan Perkins about Venezuela. You've had some, you've done a little time in front of a radio mic too, right?
I do about 40 to 60 interviews a month on radio and television. I have three syndicated network shows that I'm on a regular basis. So I do a little time on radio. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I saw when I was trying to find a picture of you, there you are in front of mics all over the place in front of mics. Good stuff. Good stuff. I like that.
Yes, sir.
So with Venezuela, if the best in the best case scenario, if that were to occur right now, how long does it take them in their current state to get back to some semblance of normalcy?
That's a great question. Things are so far gone. It's like a car that's got 178,000 miles on it.
Wow.
And you haven't taken that much care of it.
Everything's original.
And you're using baling wire and spit and chewing gum and everything else to hold it together. And finally, the last one breaks. You can't repair it. So I think what could turn quickly in this, in the economy, is much like what's happened on three occasions in the United States. Jimmy Carter, the best of America was behind us. Ronald Reagan said, no, it's not. We can do better. Barack Obama came in offering hope and change at a time when we were in very bad shape financially because of the mortgage crisis.
Right.
And then as we had 8 years of malaise and our best years are behind us again with Barack Obama, Donald Trump came in and said, make America great again. And we had 275,000 new jobs this morning and 3.2% GDP on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know what is called the interim president, because he hasn't really been elected.
Right.
If he is the personality, but I think what you have to do is you have to change the psychology of the people. And just as I pointed out with Reagan and President Trump and Obama, one person made a difference in our country. One person can make a difference in Venezuela. If it's the right person, I think if we get somebody there who is somewhat charismatic, who's not a socialist, not a communist, and that the people believe in, he can turn the psychology. And
right.
As we've seen in our own country in less than 2.5 years, turning the psychology around in the workforce, the ownership, the management, the investors has made a huge difference in what's going on in the country. There's still a lot of things. I mean, the Democrats and Republicans, along with the president, sat down yesterday and said we need to spend $2 trillion over the next 10 years on infrastructure. We as a country haven't been paying attention. Remember when Obama took office, we were going to have
shovel-ready
of $1 trillion as shovel-ready jobs?
And shovel-ready.
Shovels never got them in the ground. So how long has it been since we've worked on taking care of our infrastructure? I lived outside of New York City. Worked in New York City for 37 years. And I was back there recently going out to LaGuardia Airport. And you look at the bridges and they're talking, you're looking at, as you're going through the bridge crossings, you see 10 by 10 timbers holding the frickin' bridge up.
Gosh.
It doesn't give me confidence to want to go across the bridges. And so we have ignored the infrastructure in our country for a long time, and just like the Venezuelans have ignored many parts of their economy and infrastructure, it's going to take a significant amount of money and time and people to try and rebuild the country to where it's even livable again. So it's not going to happen overnight.
How many people have left Venezuela? How many people? How many real refugees have left Venezuela?
Last I've heard, over 2 million.
Out of a population of how many?
Around about 28 to 30. Almost 10% of the population is left.
And I would imagine most of them left the city, right? Because the cities was where it was really bad.
Oh, absolutely. the constant, the destruction of the infrastructure, the loss of power, food, the transportation network, life of concentrated people in large cities was terrible.
Yeah.
And so people are leaving and going back. People are, I think it was Nancy Pelosi, but it could be, I could be wrong on this, said, you know, one of the advantages of having no power to the people of Venezuela, they have to talk to each other. Well, that's true, but you can't feed your family by just talking to each other.
Yeah, that's
and so. But there have a lot of people who have gone back and try to create farms to start growing, trying to growing their own for food to make themselves independent whenever possible. But when you've got a an economy that was built on a certain structure, and that was the government and things like that, and when that fell apart, see, that's the problem that we're not. I heard a really profound statement. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm going to tell you that I'm 73, almost 74 years old.
Okay.
And in my lifetime, I was born just after the end of the Second World War, and I've seen a lot of things happen in my life. And I look at millennials today, and I hear that they don't. There are millennials who know nothing about 9/11. They don't know anything about the civil rights movement. There's lots of things that they don't know about our country. And so when they talk about communism and democratic socialism and the government providing everything and spending all of your money and taking your money, it somewhat appeals to them because they have no history. It's because we haven't taught history in our schools.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Where you wouldn't be embarrassing me, boss. I just turned 58, so I'm younger than you. But I mean, you know, I probably would have grown up in the same neighborhood. I might have known you as you were heading off, going, look, it's one of the big kids. So anyway, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us. Tell us one more time where we can find the books.
Books are at Amazon.com, and you can also find all kinds of stuff about me at danperkins.guru. GURU.
Very good. I will.
Thank you.
That's another thing I'll post. Thanks for joining us this evening, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Coming up next, we'll go into the regular old rant, but I was looking for a different perspective on that, and I've got it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido announced Wednesday the start of Operation Libertad, a military uprising to overthrow disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the House Appropriations Subcommittee how much planning is involved and the U.S. is not alone in helping Guaido to gain power.
We've done exhaustive planning, so there's not a situation or a scenario that we don't have a contingency for. I would also offer that we're in close partnership with Colombia and Brazil. We're taking a regional approach. This isn't just, you know, the United States showing up.
At a Senate judiciary hearing on Wednesday, Attorney General William Barr defended his decision to clear President Trump of criminal obstruction of justice charges and instead criticized Mueller for not reaching his own conclusion on the issue. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, and the home of providence. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Now, let's drop ego here and let's look at a couple of things. Far too often, the anti-Second Amendment extremists beat Second Amendment supporters when it comes to long-term planning. All too often, Second Amendment supporters get caught up in a short-term brouhaha, battling each other over the minutiae of this bill or that primary or this, getting out there and saying, well, you know, if we get this, then just getting into details that don't really matter. When a case like Heller or McDonald is won, instead of doing a full court press, we sit back and say, we won. I'm going to be over here enjoying a Gatorade. On the other hand, anti-Second Amendment extremists have embedded themselves thoroughly in corporate boardrooms, many mainstream media outlets, our schools, amongst medical associations, and in academia. So in essence, we have this huge stigmatizing campaign against the Second Amendment, and it's been in the works for a long time. Remember when Eric Holder called for brainwashing people against guns? That was in 1995. Now, if you look at today's cultural and social climate, and for all we have you know, and for all we were angry about that comment, his strategy succeeded in large part. Why? Well, because they had a long-term strategy to take our rights away. And even though they lost elections, and even though they lost legislative fights in the 1990s and 2000s, they were content to work the long game. Now, what sort of long-term planning did many Second Amendment supporters do to counter the Holder brainwashing plan? If you look back, pretty simple, nothing. Far more energy was spent in infighting, and I get that. The NRA takes a lot of people's attention. The NRA is like a polarizing lightning rod in the middle of both pro-gun and anti-gun people, where with pro-gun people, they get mad at the NRA for compromising. For pro-gun people, they get mad when you see the struggles in the board of directors and then nothing happens out of that. And in the meantime, amongst the anti-gunners, the NRA has become a Xerox term, which is what's used to describe Second Amendment advocacy, NRA. Now, I submit to you that the NRA is not the leadership of the NRA. If you're a member of the NRA, then you are the NRA. You are who they are supposed to be kowtowing to. They're supposed to fear you. This is the same way as government is supposed to be. But whenever you have a tactical and strategic difference, and that turns into a personal feud, and there's some score settling, and then there's no focus on the long-term future, defending the Second Amendment becomes difficult. And just as was the case when the passage of the Firearm Owners Protection Act in 1986 masked the problems that the feuds of the 1980s were causing in the early 1990s, the passage of the Right to Carry legislation and Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, plus the Heller decision in the 1990s and 2000s, masked the fact that the anti-Second Amendment extremists were consolidating their power and they were preparing to leverage it. Now you got the likes of Bloomberg, who can hit Second Amendment supporters from all angles. Hollywood will portray ownership of guns as risking everyone around the gun owner. Corporate policies can deprive gun manufacturers and FFLs of the credit lines and payment processing they need to survive as businesses. Silicon Valley censors us, censors Second Amendment supporters. Andrew Cuomo uses financial regulations to target Second Amendment supporters, and now there are rumblings that New York's anti-Second Amendment Attorney General may launch attacks of her own. And if they take out the NRA, then as the NRA goes, so do the rest of the pro-Second Amendment groups, because if they are allowed to weaponize rules and regulations against them to focus on them simply because of what they are, then everybody will do that if nothing is done to stop that. So whether you're a supporter of the Knox faction or the LaPierre faction, it doesn't really matter. Whether you like the Second Amendment Foundation or Gun Owners of America or National Rifle Association, that's also irrelevant. We all share some of the blame for this. And we all have the responsibility to put aside those petty disagreements, because we're in combat now. We don't have time to have cliques. We don't have time to have feuds. Continuing to focus on those things will only help the anti-gunners. Now, NRA will survive because the membership will be there. They may arrest everybody on the board. They may arrest everybody in leadership. And I'm not putting it past them to do that. They all, because of where they are incorporated, they all are at the, beck and call of New York. So that was sort of short-sighted. I know this happened a long time ago, but this, since the Sullivan Act, you guys couldn't see what was coming. So the thing about winning combat is you have to survive to fight another day. I'm not concerned with what happens to Ackerman McQueen, because Ackerman McQueen doesn't really do anything. How many of you knew Ackerman McQueen existed prior to this? And despite what I, you know, there's some people that say that Ackerman McQueen is uniquely situated to help firearms manufacturers and instructors and FFLs get their story out to local media, and also help in the exercising of the way the Second Amendment is perceived. When have they done that? So a lot of the things you're hearing about what they could do, that's all conjecture. Because what they could do would be based on the fact that they remained financially viable. And their only big client, the one that they have been leeching off of for decades, is now on the, you know, on the ropes. But we have to develop our own long game. Because just as sure as you're standing there right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you are a gun owner, sooner or later the focus will be on you. So bear that in mind as we go forward. But if we don't get serious about some long-term planning, if we don't look at things and understand what they are, we're going to lose. And when we lose, the last choice we're going to have is a fight. That'll be the last choice we have. And then, for some people, that won't be a choice. And for some people, there will, you know, there will only be that. Think about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Yeah, franklinarmory.com. Looking at the PDW C11 sitting over there on the stand that we filmed it today. Which, when I say we filmed it today, that we've actually filmed it many, many times. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm a bad person. When the Trump treason collusion Russian leftists found out that they were utterly humiliated, I was happy. I was so happy. One, because normally whenever they put something like that together, they managed to find a way to escape from it or to make it stick. And this time they didn't get to. This time everybody got to, had a nice crow pie that they got to partake on the left side. On the fringe, on the leftist side that claims to be conservative, though, my joy at watching the leftists squirm and cry and get upset, that paled. Paled, I tell you, in comparison to the schadenfreude that came from watching those crestfallen, never-Trump bitter enders as they all saw all of their hopes and dreams die. Donald Trump's not going to be impeached. It looks like he's going to be reelected. And the Frito-Con losers who went all in on opposing him because he's just so uncouth, they're flat busted. I guess it probably isn't fair to imply that the never-Trumpers hate Trump solely because he's vulgar and crude, or as normal people see it, unwilling to meekly take the guff that the never-Trumpers' country club class pals dish out like a proper gentleman should. They do find him aesthetically displeasing, but it also gnaws at them because every time he stands up to the garbage Democrats, the garbage press, or the garbage jerks and the pervs of Hollywood, His refusal to knuckle under reminds Team Fail that they don't have the stones to do the same thing. He shames them. He shames their cowardly weakness. Now, it's clear, looking back, that George W. Bush's supine acceptance of the abuse that the elite heaped upon him was not because he was too classy and too decent to respond in kind. Because since Obama left office, he rediscovered his vocal cords. Bush has had zero problem trashing Trump and Trump supporters who, like many of us, stood by Bush in the, you know, in the 2000s while Bush was treading water in a sea of mediocrity. No, now that we know that he, you know, it wasn't about class, we know he was just scared. He was afraid to fight back against fellow members of the ruling class. He wanted to be part of the club, not the Donald Trump club, but, you know. And Trump, by fighting, demonstrates that the establishment GOPers are weak. It shows them for what they really are, which is nothing. And besides providing that manly contrast to their own gimp-like submission to the leftist establishment, he infuriates the never-Trumpers for another reason. He kicked them out of their comfy sinecures. One of Trump's magical powers, which he wields like he's part of Hogwarts or something, is to make his enemies reveal their own grift complicity. And have they ever? And as a result, while once the mandarins of conservative ink traded on their insider influence and privilege, under Trump they're outsiders. Copies of the Weekly Standard used to be all over the floor at the Bush White House. Now, if its inept crew had not been slammed into an iceberg, you would be lucky to find a few pages at the bottom of Barron's pet iguana cage. Bill Kristol, Max Boot, all of the rest, they're nobodies. They're relegated to occasionally joining CNN panels and fighting with Anna Navarro over the donuts in the green room. Where's Bob Corker now? Jeff Flake didn't get that MSNBC gig. I think last week he was the dude who offered to supersize my order. Occasionally they pop up on Twitter to inspire a session of weak heart whack-a-mole from actual conservatives. Just look at the senator for some reason, Mitt Romney. The guy I am sorry that I voted for in 2012 is always eager to say something prissy about the president to try to please the same people who back in 2012 accused him of being a racist and giving a lady cancer. And for his obedience, he gets a tasty treat and a pat on the head like a good doggy that he is. But everyone knows that if the elite ever thought that the distinguished gentleman from whatever state he thinks he can get elected in next might actually pose a threat to the status quo, he'd be caged up and driven to Canada on the roof. So what is the future of these never-Trump brand of failure file cons, since they do not have one in this party, at least not in the short term? Except for the loudest and the dumbest among them, they will lie low and bide their time. Being never-Trump means you never give up the notion that someday the unwashed masses of the conservative base will someday come to their senses, grow tired of winning, and beg the same coterie of feckless failures whose absolute dismal inability to conserve anything led to the base selecting Donald Trump in the first place, because they wanted to return to power. On Capitol Hill and in the agencies and think tanks, there are secret never-Trumpers hoping to wait out this madness, counting on the days until some squishy Jeb-like nominee named something like Marco will issue in a bright and beautiful new era of efficiently managed decline. Because that's what they do. Right now, we are winning at a breakneck speed, going downhill like a juggernaut. They want to slow down that inevitable victory of the progressives while maximizing their own power and privilege. Trump does not see the progressives as needing to win, going to win, inevitably going to win. He just sees them. He's not satisfied with merely losing slower, and that infuriates them. They're not only tired of all the winning, they actively hate all of the winning. So you and me, we have to be vigilant. We must strike very ruthlessly when we detect these weak and defeatist tendencies in our conservative leaders, both inside politics and the conservative media. Never Trump is a, you know, it's a different way of spelling never win. So to the extent that Trumpism means fighting for victory, being woke to the fact that the establishment is garbage and not giving a damn about our much, you know, what they think, we must always be always Trump. Would you like to see what America would be like if the Never Trump losers had succeeded in handing our country out to pantsuit just because Trump is so mean and aesthetically unappealing? Check out Venezuela. That's what they have in store for us. That's what they want to do. They want to be in charge of all business. They want to be in charge of all health care. They want to be in charge of all things, and they want to be in charge of you. And that's how Venezuela was. Venezuela was riding. They were big. They were big. Everybody was going to see him. Sean Penn went down there and hung out with Chavez. A few other people did. It was groovy cool. And now, because they've been left to their own devices, there's just not enough zebras at the zoo. There's not enough water coming out of the sewer. I wonder what is. I didn't get to ask Dan Perkins this, but I wonder what it would be like to go into one of the hospitals where they haven't had power. What would I find in that hospital? How many dead souls would simply have died because there was no power for them? Or no medicine, or no refrigerated medicine, or no care, because the caregivers were gone. That's the leftist vision. They'll tell you different. But all roads lead that way. Coming up next from Black Guns Matter, it's going to be Maj Touré. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.